Paul and Silas were beaten, thrown into prison, and chained up for sharing the gospel. They would have had every single reason to be upset, to ask God why he allowed this to happen to them. I mean, they were literally sharing the gospel. But here's what they did instead. Acts 16, 25 through 26 says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. See, the most important thing that you could do in the midst of your hurt is to worship the Lord in the middle of it. See, the doors that were keeping them captive flew open and the chains holding them down fell off. But God didn't just do this for Paul and Silas. He broke the chains of every prisoner there. See, the people who are watching you face what you are facing right now, and you're still praising God in the midst of it, their lives could be forever changed. See, Paul and Silas also led the jailer to the Lord, the one that was keeping them captive in the first place. Just imagine what the Lord could do in your situation. Keep praising the Lord.